Sai Ram, dear listeners, till now we have heard Brother Sai Prasad with his Telugu broadcast, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh, back with you for this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In today's episode, we will continue to listen to the eloquent talk given by Mr. Maunish Vyas, a propagator of the Vedic culture, and more importantly, an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba, during the two-day workshop conducted in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashantinilayam campus, on the topic, Relevance and Need of Revitalizing the Vedas. Over to Mr. Maunish Vyas.
The magic in Atharvaveda is gone. So now we will come to the next topic, 60 sounds in the Veda. That 60 sounds chart. Just a brief count, 16 vowels or swara varnaha, that chart will come. Then other consonants which are known as vyanjanas. And those of you who want the soft copy, you can ask Aman Javeri. You don't need to copy everything. You can simply have a soft copy on computer, or you can email me at my email ID. I will email them personally to you. So just now, just listen, just enjoy. Then you have, and this, I will discuss this, then 25 sparsha consonants, that is sparsha vyanjanaha from ka to ma in rows of 5 each, then 4 anthasthaha, also known as semi-vowels, yara lava, then 6 ufmanaha, they are sha sha saha and huk and sh. This is actual sound in the Veda. It is one of the 60 sounds. Then you have one anuswara, one visarjaniya, one nasikya, one alakara, it's in Rigveda only. The 3 gunkaras of Yajurveda, one yama and one swara bhakti. Now minimize this and bring the other chart. Now I will deliberately start with the consonants because they are easy. Then I'll tell you why I come to the vowels later. So they're in vertical rows. The first one is kanthya. Now if you are a dead man and you have energy only for one syllable, what will you utter? You are a dying person, or you are on the verge of death, and you have just enough breath for uttering some simple word, maybe it's water or something, but you can't utter it, and what will you utter? That one, first one is a. So I drop that a for the time being, and we come to the next class, which is ka. Ka arises from the same place as a. Say a and say a. Say ka. Okay, so it arises here. Can you feel it? Now say ka kha. Correct. Same arise, same point. Then ga gha. The first two, ka is a alpa prana, kha is a mahaprana. Now this happens to be ghoshavat alpa prana, ghoshavat mahaprana. Why it is ghoshavat and why is ga gha a ghoshavat? So because ka can be said without the a. Can you say it, ka without the a? That is why it is ghoshavat. You can make some ghoshana out of it, some voice. Then again kha. Now try saying ga like this. Ga, ga, it can't be said. That's why it is aghoshavat. You cannot say it. It requires a compulsorily. So the first two in each series are ghoshavat alpaprana, ghoshavat mahaprana, then aghoshavat alpaprana, aghoshavat mahaprana. So in the first five you have, now first four you know, the last one is again a mystery. Ka kha, put your finger here. Ka kha. Ga gha. People say anga. It's not anga. It's nga. And in Panini's grammar you have words, artificial words, which are starting from this one letter. In regular Sanskrit there are no words from this letter. So that is nga. And how do you say it? Ganga. Kankana. That nga. Then the next one. So this is the very first place in the human body where a sound can originate. Below that there are lungs, and in the lungs there is a wheezing sound, that is soham. But that is not sound which you are making. That's the sound which Bhagwan is making. This is the sound which we are making. The very first point of origin in the throat. That is the kantha. Then we come to talu. Talu is the junction of the teeth and gums. Here. So you say cha cha. Ja ja. Nya. Nya. So now again Panini has got words which are starting from nya. But in regular Sanskrit there are no words. Then the next one is the top of your mouth, roof. Ah. It's known as Murdhani Sthan. Murdhani means top, top. The top. So that is ta ta. Da da. Ha. Then teeth, danti. Ta ta. Da da. Na. Pa pa. Ba ba. Ma. Now this pa in Sanskrit is wrongly said as pha by people who read Sanskrit in English. You cannot say that pha as pha. That phuf sound is there, but it's a different connotation. The Sanskrit pha has to be said by the lips. Not the English way we say father. Not with the teeth and the lip. It has to be said purely with the lips. Pha. In English you say father, but in Sanskrit but in Sanskrit you have to say father. That's why you have many, many vernacular speaking teachers, they'll say physics. Physics. Because they have not learned the English pha. They know the original Marathi pha, but they are right. Because they have learned Sanskrit. So in Sanskrit, those who say pha, they are wrong. Now, so the very ka series, that is ka, cha, ta, ta, pa, they are ghoshavat alpa prana. Then the next one, kha, cha, tha, tha, pha, ghoshavat mahaprana. The same thing said with more force. Then the next is gha series, aghoshavat alpaprana, and the gha series, aghoshavat mahaprana. The last series, that is nga, nya, na, na, ma. They are known as anuswara or anunasikya. Why anu? Anu means in order. Why they are in order? Why anu? You have a pure nasikya sound, that is don't close your lips, don't say ma, open your lips and say it's a pure nasikya. And this comes between a sa and a sa, or between a sa and a va, depending on the Veda which you have learned. So pure nasikya sound is there separately, but this is a anunasikya or anuswara. Why is it anu? Because it is dependent on the following letter or the preceding letter. Suppose it's in a sentence with a following letter, this sound depends upon the following letter. For example, all of you who know gana naam tva, you know students who are reading in English, they will read gana naam tva. But those of you know who sandhi rules, they know the ma has to become a na. So that, why does the dot become a na? The following letter is a ta. And in the ta series you have ta tha da tha na. So suppose you don't have a following letter. Then you have to go to the preceding letter. And accordingly, sound that anunasikya. So, anunasikya has no independent authority of its own. It has to be chanted by the following letter's sound, or if the following letter is missing, the preceding letter's sound, or in some cases, at the end of a sentence, vakyante, it becomes a pure And in very, very rare cases, in Veda only, it becomes a pure nasikya. Like the word in South India, it says, samskritam. But in Konkan, in Maharashtra, they will say, Sanskritam, they will not close their lips with ma. Technically, that is the correct sound. Anunasikya converted into a pure nasikya. It's a pure nasal sound. Sanskritam. But in South India, they say Sanskritam. Oh, chalta hai. But it is not technically perfect. Technically, if you want to say it correctly, Sanskritam. So these are the sounds. Now we have covered the 25 sounds which are the 25 consonants, including the nasal anunasikyas. Now we come to the antasthaha. You all know ya, ra, la, va. Ya is composed of two letters, e plus a. Ya. Ra is a hard r. La is a hard r. And va is composed of u plus a. U plus a is ua. E plus ya is equal to ya. Dhinam avitri avatu becomes dhinam avitri avatu. There are some people who will say dhinam avitrayavatu, that is wrong. It is avitri, the word is avitri, which means a feminine of avatar. Dhinam avitriyavatu, Triambakam yajamahe, triavishchame, triavichame, triavi. Triavi means the three-year-old, one and a half-year-old cow and a one-and-a-half-year-old bull. So it has to be pronounced triavi. Avitriyavatu, triambakam yajamahe. The words in Padapatha tri plus ambakam. So here the same thing. Ya becomes e plus a is equal to ya. Then ra. So now in this Kanthya, Talavya, Murdhanya, Dantya, Oshtya, why is ya in Talavya? Because cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, ya. Is it the same place? Ya. And again one more. Sha. Sha for Shiva. Sha for Shankara. This one. Sha. That is known as Talavya Sha. And it, so the four letters have to be placed, ya in the first one, ra in the next one, Murdhanya. Because you say, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ra, sha. The sha has to be spoken from the top of the mouth. Sha, sha. Sha for shatkona, sha for shanmukha. Like you have known, tanna shanmukha prachodayat. That mantra is there. So that sha, that's a Murdhanya sha. And the last one is danti. So ta, tha, da, dha, na, la, sa. All same place. Ta, tha, da, dha, na, la, sa. All one series. So that sa. And now these are known as ushmanaha. Ushmanaha means those which steam. Why steaming? Steaming. And in yoga, if you practice this bijaksharas, you develop heat in the body. Both. They are used for shitalikaran and they are used for ushmanikaran also. Those who are yogic practices, if you chant this sufficiently, the sha, you can become very hot. And if you chant the sha, you will become very cold, both. In Shitali, you chant it like this. And you breathe in very slowly. Then you become Shital. If you chant with it force, you become hot. So they are Ushmanaha. Ushmanaha means steaming hot, pressure cooker sound. So the first one is sha. This one. Second one is sha. Sha. Then sa for sai. That is simple. Most people, they do not speak this sha. Even people who chant Veda, they miss out on this sha. This sha is chanted as this sha. And if you consider Veda as audio, then your audio is wrong. Then in Rig Veda alone, you have this sound which is known as ra. Ra, ra. The ra in Yajurveda becomes da. Ida de bahur manur yajnanihi. That ida is ira in Rigveda. Agnimi ile purohitam yajnasya devam ritvijam. That's ire and ida, same meaning, same word. In Yajurveda it becomes a da. In Rigveda it becomes a ra. So these are the sounds that we, this is the ra. Then we have a sound which is here, I'll come to the, now we have swara varnaha. Now why is it known as a swara? All these vyanjana or consonants, can you say them continuously? Like say ka without break. You're saying a, you're not saying ka. Ka is breaking. So because they break, they are known as vyanjana. Vyanjana has got vyatyaya. Vyatyaya means break. That's why they are called vyanjana, those which break. Then there is a sound which you say continuously. Ah. If my breath were not too random, I can say it for 24 hours. So that is a swara. Swara is the sound which is independent. It lends its power to other vyanjanas. And by its power, vyanjanas can be spoken. Like, plus a becomes ka. Plus a becomes kha. And so on. So swara is independent. And swaras we have in Veda, these. A means you have a in Veda adhasvidasid uparisvidasit. After C there will be a figure 3. In North India, after they will write Om with a figure 3, because Om has to be chanted 3 matras. 3 is the number of time intervals that you have to chant that particular syllable. So A is 1 matra, A is 2 matras, and A pluta is 3 matras. So the basic vowel sounds are only 3. A, E, O. A plus A is equal to A. A plus A plus A is equal to A. So similarly you have A, 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 E, 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 U, U, U. These are pure vowels. Now you have mixed vowels. Mixed vowels is this one. This one again, majority of the people pronounce this wrongly. It is R. You say a motorcycle sound? R. So it is neither Re nor Ru. In South India it is pronounced Ru. In North India it is Re. Both are wrong. It's R. Rishi. Rigveda. So there also you have Hrasva and Dirgha. That is R. For example, you say Bratr. Short R, that is singular, that means one brother. The plural of that is Bratr. Plural, many brothers. So that is Rikara, same as in Rigveda. So that is, what did I do? Okay, anyway, it's here. This R. And this one is, now the pundits say it as R, but personally, I feel in R, there is a L sound and a R sound, so there is a break. So, the closest swara sound which I have come across with my ears is what Tamilians speak as plural, you know, mantrangal. That last R is this R. And there are only two words in the entire Sanskrit dictionary, Kripta and Kripti. Both of them occur in the Chamakam. Kriptanchame, Kriptishchame, Matishchame, Sumatishchame. There are no other words with this particular Lrkara. The pundits will say Lr. So that is L plus R. It is not a swara sound then. It is a Lr. So the closest swara sound is this. That, no? They say no, in Tamil, they will say Mantrangal. That L sound is this one. Because it's a pure swara. It is not a touch sound. It is a without touch. So this is then A is composed of A plus E. A is composed of A plus E. So it has to be spoken two matras. Then I is A plus E. Then O is A plus U. And AU is A plus U. So this AU and I, technically they are 2.5 matras, but in practice they are only spoken two matras. That means two intervals of time. So this is A is one interval, A is two intervals, A is three. Similarly, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1 and 2, R and R, and R has only one matra, and only two words, nothing else. Then A is two matras, I is 2.5 but spoken two, O is two matras, AU is 2.5 but spoken two. Then you have a pure Nasikya sound, which I showed you, And this one, Visarjaniya. Now I will ask you a question. The word ha and the word ha, they are almost the same. What is the difference? What is the difference? Give me a perfect answer. Okay, elongation. Okay, you are near then. No, both are from the same place. Kanthya, here. Ha. Technically, if you talk in grammarian's language, one is Alpa Prana, one is Mahaprana. And those who have learned the Rudram in a Pathshala style, they will have learned Tayanastanu Vasantam Yagirishanta Abhichakashihi. Now that is a Visarga or a Ha, tell me. It's a Ha. And that has to be conveyed by audio. So if a person says Abhichakashihi, wrong. It means you have converted that Ha into two dots. It's not, normally it is such a long statement that even I have run out of breath and I have said Abhichakashihi. Because I have no breath remaining to say he. And again, because it is Vakyante Darghyam, the she has to be said three matras in order to become longer than the last he. The he is Hrasva. So if you are saying Tayanastanu Vasantama Yagirishanta Abhichakashi hi, wrong. It should be Tayanastanu Vasantama Yagirishanta Abhichakashi hi. Ha has to be elongated. So one is the elongation. Then at the same time, what is the opposite? Yajnena yajnamayajanta devaha. That has to be cut. That is a visarga. If you say yajnena yajnamayajanta devaha, wrong. So wherever the two dots occur, you have to compulsorily cut. Namaste rudra manyava uto taishave namaha. Namaste astu dhanvane bahubhyam utate namaha. You cannot say Namaha. That becomes a ha. Audio, you have to convey with audio what you are saying. There is no text. Text arose just yesterday. For thousands of years there was only audio. So your audio has to be perfect. You have to convey the correct sound. So either it has to be ha or it has to be ha. So if you elongated ha, that's the last one. The last ha is independent. It does not depend upon any previous or succeeding letter. Whereas the visarjaniya depends upon the previous and the succeeding letter for its sound. If it comes at the end of a sentence, it is a ha, namah. Like even today, the Nambudris say the very old style, namah. They will not say namaha. Namaha is a later invention. It came because the Vedics had to convey the sound of visarjaniya and they allotted one matra to it. That is why it becomes namo. The one matra is added to visarjaniya and namaha becomes namo in sandhi. But original, the Nambudris still say namah. They will not say namaha. So even then, you cannot say namaha, that becomes a hakara. So, the visarjaniya and the hakara are same sound. One is alpa prana, one is mahaprana. And this a comes from the kantha, e comes from the talu, u comes from the oshtha. Then these are mixed. So, I have told you, a plus e, and e plus a is equal to ya, va, U plus A is equal to Va, so all those combinations come. So Ishat Sparsha, now there are two more streaming sounds which are known as Hk and Like you have a sound known as Vijandanukka Pardino Vishal Yobana Vagum Uta. A visarga plus Ka becomes a Hk. That is known as a Jihva Muliya. That Jihva Muliya is just Hk, only so much. For example, in Sanskrit you have the word Dukkha. The non-Vedics will speak as Dukkha, which are double Kha. That is wrong. In Vedas you cannot say. So you have to say Dukkha. Dukkha. That Visarjaniya has to come. Otherwise you have not represented the Visarjaniya. Your audio is wrong. So similarly, a Visarjaniya plus Kha and Visarjaniya plus Kha is equal to Kh. Then Visarjaniya plus Pa and Visarjaniya plus Pa is equal to the English father. But you cannot make it Fa because there is no Akar in it. Like Namas Prapathyayacha, Namas Pratarana. So Visarjaniya plus Pa becomes a It is known as Upadhvaniya. Upadhvan means phunk, the blowing sound. So these are the special sounds.
Dear listeners, it was indeed an enlightening talk by Mr. Maunish Vyas, who dealt with the various ways of uttering the sounds. As Swami says, Shabda Brahmamayi. Sound is basis for everything. While learning the Vedic mantras, we shall keep these points in mind and learn. Then the efficacy of the mantras which we chant will have fulfillment. With this, we come to an end to this episode of Radio Sai Vedam Tutor, and this is Ganesh signing off. From a few moments from now, you will listen to the live proceedings of the Vedam and the Bhajans from the Sai Kulwant Hall. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Sai Ram and happy listening.